I put my hands with the apple behind my back. I do not trust him at all. No, I say, I won't go back there. Not to the asylum. Flesh and blood cannot stand it.
Don't be afraid, he says. You aren't mad, really, are you, Grace?
No, sir, I am not, I say. Then there is no reason for you to go back to the asylum, is there? They don't listen to reason there, sir, I say. Well, that is what I'm here for, he says. I'm here to listen to reason. But if I listen to you, you will have to talk to me. I see what he's after. He is a collector. He thinks all he has to do is give me an apple, and then he can collect me. Perhaps he is from a newspaper, or else he's a traveling man making a tour. They come in and they stare, and when they look at you, you feel as small as an ant, and they pick you up between finger and thumb and turn you around, and then they set you down and go away. You won't believe me, sir, I say. Anyway, it's all been decided. The trial is long over and done with, and what I say will not change anything. You should ask the lawyers and the judges and the newspaper men. They seem to know my story better than I do myself. In any case, I can't remember. I can remember other things, but I've lost that part of my memory entirely. They must have told you that. I would like to help you, Grace, he says. That is how they get in through the door. Help is what they offer, but gratitude is what they want. They roll around in it like cats in the catnip. He wishes to go home and say to himself, I stuck in my thumb and pulled out a plum. What a good boy am I. But I will not be anybody's plum. I say nothing.